No doubt. Now,
you know what I mean?
From Philly, right?
Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia.
Now, what is this? A little off topic. What is the climate like in Philadelphia right now with artists like Meek Mill coming out and being hot? I recently, what was it, yesterday? Seen on Twitter, you know, Cassidy retweeted somebody that made a comment about Meek Mill. And so then Meek Mill was like, yo, why y'all hating on me? Like, what's it like out there in Philly? Is people still rocking with Meek Mill? Are they still rocking with Cassidy?
I mean, let's look at it like this. Everybody's trying to diss Drizzy, too. When you hot, it's like if you're on the block, people are going to try to rob you when you up. And people are going to act like they're your man when you down. You know what I'm saying? When you ain't got nothing to name, they ain't got to do nothing for you. You know, it hurt people. It hurt people that just was standing next to Meek. I know Meek. Meek is my man. You know what I'm saying? He be out here in L.A. with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like when you see a dude like Meek who used to not even get his hair done and do a whole video, people felt like, oh, we relate to him. We down with him. Now he can't feed 1,000 people. He can only feed those 4 or 5 people that's in his circle tight, you know what I mean, from day one. And people get mad because he don't answer his phone for him, or he don't want to jump on this record, or, you know, he's doing big things over at Warner. They probably don't want him on any record. But the bottom line is, the people that really mess with Meek, like people like me, the K. Smiths, you know, the real people from Philly, they're not going to judge him on him getting his bread, on him being on his hustle. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Like, I would never knock him, man. I would never knock Cassidy either. I don't know why Cassidy retweeted some stuff like that. Truthfully, I don't even care. I feel like this, it's easier to destroy stuff than it is to build. So to destroy is always going to be a common option. But at the end of the day, I don't think a lot of this stuff is well thought out.
Yeah.
You know, like people treat every rat beef like it's America versus Germany. It's not that thought out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not really that thought out. It's people ego tripping and y'all just so happen to see it on the big screen. That's why half of it goes away.
And that was, I guess, what Cassidy's sentiment was about it. Afterwards, he didn't really apologize for the retweet, but he said he's not going to allow the media to have him beefing with somebody from his own town.
Man, Cassidy was beefing with Gilly 2 years ago, wasn't he? For the same stuff, man. For just randomly saying something and somebody else running with it. Cassidy is cool with Meek, man.
Yeah.
He was just making this out to be something else, and I don't blame Meek for defending himself because he earned that, man. I know firsthand he earned that, man. Before he was on, man, I've had 1,000 conversations with this man about what he wanted to do and all the cases that was over his head and the drama he was going through. And when I came home from jail, Meek gave me the illest advice. I was mad. I was bitter about a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He let me know. Well, just get your money. Don't worry about it. You're a real dude, and the world gonna see that, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
You can make me out to be whoever you want. You can make Meek out to be whoever you want. At the end of the day, if he real or if he fake, it's going to come out. Whether he retweet or don't retweet or respond or don't respond, if you real or you fake, it's going to come out. It's like everybody trying to destroy Drizzy. You can't destroy him. What he's doing is not fake.
Yeah.
He's a lover boy that used to be on TV. You feel me?
No doubt.
So that's his lane. You mad because you can't be in that lane?
No,
if a person make a record and say, yo, my record is better than Drake's record, or my record is better than Meek Mill's record, then they need to realize that maybe they need to go sit down with a writer and sell that shit to, you know, I apologize for the person, but sell it to Meek Mill's or sell it to Drake, because that's their lane, homie. So you can make all the records like them that you want. That's their lane, though.
Amen.
You know that trap music, that big boss music? Rick Ross gave Meek that green light. You know what I'm saying? That was Rick Ross' lane. He gave him that green light. Oh, I see somebody that's in the same lane as me. And he put him on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, why are people so bitter, man? Like, what are you so bitter for? I know why you bitter, because you broke. Because LeBron's, they cost $150, but they get the good ones, they cost $250. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. The game is changing. A lot of realness ain't in the game because the laws changed. A lot of drug dealers can't make it out of that bid. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So people mad because oh the drug dealers and the killers and the robbers ain't don't got the game no more. But they forgetting about G-Death. They forgetting about, you know, the misunderstanding that happened with Mystical. Because Mystical, my man, that was a misunderstanding. You know what I'm saying? They forgetting about what happened to Tupac. They forgetting about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They forgetting about, all right, when the killers and the dealers was running it, couldn't nobody get no money for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you couldn't, like, I'm BMX. I couldn't come to no BMX without it being a problem. You know, we go in the club the other day, we sit next to Pink. Ain't one rapper in the building. It's all Caucasian people in there. Maybe four black people in the Monster Party at the X Games. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
But hip hop is clean now, so people accept Philly Swain, even though I'm a person with two strikes that been to jail and got a Hustle Diaries documentary about me putting in work and my crew getting indicted for $1.2 billion. It's facts. Go Google that. Type Hustle Diaries into YouTube. The people can see that. But I'm accepted by all these white people because hip-hop ain't what it was 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
It's really good to see so many people from your city putting on together. And it just makes me think, like, yo, Philly is the city of brotherly love, and I'm enjoying seeing the whole movement.
Yeah, it's the city of brotherly love, but me and my brother been in four fights, and it's sad, man, and that's still my best friend.
True.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, how people acting like they get along with their brothers and all that.
Yeah.
We don't get along, man. I can't be around a female that long. And she, you know, she's supplying pleasure. And I can't be around her that long.
No doubt.
You know, so, I mean, it's just life. Why don't people blame more on life than geographic?
That's true.
And genres. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, what do you want fans to be able to take from you? Like, how do you want people to remember you?
Well, I mean, I'm working on something, and I don't really want to let this cat out the bag, but I've been trying to open this. I'm trying to be the youngest person to ever start college curriculum courses where they teach wisdom, which is common sense, and I've really been working on it. It's a solid plan, and hopefully I can be remembered as a person that people don't even really remember from music till they hear the records and go, oh, that's him. You know what I'm saying? But really, I want to be a humanitarian. I want to be able to change this world. So, you know, I was in jail facing life. I don't want no kid that's not deserving of that to be in that position. If I can help save one life or two lives a year, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So that's what I want to take from that. Other than that, you know, I got this new project coming out. It's very, very, very intricate. The first single got Jay Mills on it. It's called Get Paid. And it got Peanut Live from Philly. You know what I'm saying, on there? You know, you can Google and find out who Peanut Live 215 is. But, you know, that's another person from the Philly movement that career is almost doing as good as a Meek Mill's career without a budget. You know what I'm saying? Because Philly's supporting it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know, so I got that class on my own project about to come out. Like I said, this movie is going to come out. Hopefully it come out of theaters. If not, it'll come out on DVD. The way it's going to come out, it's already shot. I'm working on a webisode that I can turn into a TV show from July 19th to the 23rd. I'm going to be doing, I'll start on my first sad show, you know, being an actor, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I just shot a couple BMX commercials, got my bike coming out. But mainly I'm just showing people that, all right, when I was doing battling, my mind occupied that. That's why you can go on World Star and see my first battle to 3.5 million views. But now I'm taking the same energy and I'm putting it into the music, and I'm going to give these people a message of wisdom, and it can carry them on until I open up these colleges and people can really learn something about life that's going to help them rather than me taking from them, take, and never give back, you know?
No doubt. So how can the fans reach you?
They can reach me on, like, Twitter, or they can go to phillyswain.com, phillyswain.com, and Twitter at phillyswain, phillyswain. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff online. You know, I really don't promote it as much as I used to because Philly Swain from then and Philly Swain now are two different things, and people are going to really love what I got coming up. You know, I got a really, really good manager, you know what I'm saying, that really, really knows what he's on. He's my best friend. We on the music for real. DJ Ski, you know, I just did some ill stuff for him over there. You know, I'm recording over there. You know, they with the movement. They showing love. We, you know, we in the mix, man, and it's love. It's organic. It's not no, yo, I don't really mess with them, but I'm trying to benefit type situations and none of my situations. And we got Mark Batson. You know, he's really doing his thing. He's about to open up. Well, I can't really reveal his plans, but, you know, if I don't deal with a label, I'm going to probably end up just going to go sign with him, and we're going to do it way big. You know what I'm saying? So either way, the people will hear me. Either way, I will be in your face. So put your real face on. Cause so when the game turned back real, so when it's for real, you're not caught looking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You're not
caught dressing the way you wanted to dress for the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People, I'm showing people, be who you are, man. I'm a big black dude from Southwest Philly, man. I'm not high yellow with green eyes trying to look like a singer. But I didn't get on that way. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Literally anybody can do it.
No doubt. Well, I definitely appreciate you, man, taking the time out to talk to us and enlighten us on everything. And much success on all your endeavors. I mean, you already doing your thing, so you already know what it is.
Thanks, man. For real, bro. I appreciate you even taking your time, man. Y'all can hit me up on Instagram, too, at Philly Swain. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the mix everywhere, man. Ain't no mystery, man. I thank you for the support. Thank you for even hearing the wisdom, man, because a lot of people just want to hear foolishness and a bunch of craziness. Like, you know, when you talk real stuff, that's kind of dated to a lot of people. You know, being intelligent is out of style for some reason.
No doubt. Well, you definitely put us up on a game, and we appreciate that, homie.
Without a doubt, bro. That's what I'm here for, man. I thank you for the opportunity, though, bro, for real.
No doubt. When you come to town, yo, we're going to link up. We definitely going to link up.
Definitely, bro. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
All right.